Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Stay cool and choose from over 40 in-stock ceiling fans for under $100, plus an 11% rebate at Menards. We carry the largest selection of in-stock Hunter ceiling fans, available in a variety of designs, finishes, and features. Create the perfect look and lighting for any room with a new Hunter ceiling fan. Visit Menards.com and view our entire selection of Hunter ceiling fans, plus the weekly flyer and other great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Warning, this podcast may contain technical difficulties and eggs and bunnies and all sorts of Easter-based stuff. I was going to say shenanigans, and all that stuff.
And also language and content that some people might find offensive, but I don't know.
We'll might do. It's a bit Jesus-y.
Yeah.
Bad Easter jokes.
They're going to be excellent. What are you talking about?
Welcome to Seesaw Podcast.
With your hosts, T, Cleves, and Selena.
Every week, bringing some much-needed balance and humour to brighten up what can sometimes be a dark, disabled world.
Welcome back to Seesaw Podcast, the inexplicable logout and destruction of a Twitch stream that is podcasts. We're going old school today. No guest, but no stream either.
It is streaming.
Maybe it is.
Yeah.
We can't see if it's streaming. So, we have a chocolatey-filled
Easter.
Is it everyone's favourite holiday? No. Is it everyone's second favourite holiday? Probably not. Is it a close third? Maybe.
Is it really a holiday?
For Christians, probably. Well, anyway.
Well, definitely.
Luckily, I've done some research on Easter.
On Easter? We all went to school, but go on.
Oh, no. Okay, you tell me where Easter originated. I'll sit back and I'll clasp my hands and casually listen to your dulcet tones.
You know what? I don't want you to put that research to waste. So,
That's what I thought.
So, can I take a crack at
it? Yeah, go on then.
It's the Christian religious festival of the reincarnation, rebirth of Jesus Christ.
Ah, I thought you might say that. Easter actually originated as an ancient pagan celebration of the spring equinox.
That's a fun word as well.
It is actually, yeah. But that's, although, you know, there is also the Christianity part.
And that's where the eggs come from, because it was an egg-shaped rock that was used to block the tomb where Christ was put to the rest.
So, warning, this podcast may contain fake news. In Christianity, the day was dedicated to observing the resurrection of old JC, as he was known to his friends. Celebrated around the time of the Jewish Passover. As the gospel of Christ spread, early Christians who did not participate in Jewish customs eventually merged their ceremonies with the pagan spring festival, recognizing Easter as Resurrection Day. Now, I'm not going to lie, I did a fair old amount of research. So does anyone want to kick off about Easter and their old kind of traditions and shit? And because I've got a lot of shit about Easter symbols and all that kind of jazz.
Okay.
Symbols.
Yeah, you know, stuff associated with Easter.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a hot cross buns section.
Nice.
I don't like hot cross buns.
Okay, let's start there. Now, actually, but I have to have a little side note with tea. Should we get rid of her?
I think we should.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's been a year, and we tried it out, and she does tick a few good boxes and everything, but
she does. But I think this has got to be the final straw. If we're being completely honest.
About it next week over the week, and maybe just make an announcement.
What's the bread? I mean, Jesus fucking Christ.
Sweet bread as well. Maybe it's the current spot.
You're just worried when I'm going to get my camera on.
You've been saying that for like the whole year.
Right. It's coming.
Yeah. So are the dragons. So
what's your beef with hot cross buns?
They're too sweet. I don't like... Okay. I don't like raisins and stuff. Too sweet.
Fair enough, the whole raisins part is...
It's kind of
regrettable. It's fair enough. But let me tell you a little something about hot cross buns. Mm-hmm. Originally, it was called an Albany bun. Oh, wait, right. I read that wrong? An Albun bun, my bad. In St. Albans in England, 1361, old brother Thomas Rodcliffe later gave birth to Daniel Radcliffe. Again, podcast may contain fake news. As a 14th century Christian monk in St. Albans, and he developed the delicious, sweet Albun bun, and it was, then widely distributed to poor people on Good Friday. You'll find that a lot of these traditions come kind of with poor folk. But anyway, yeah, sweet bread. I don't know if it had raisins back in 1361.
Maybe not. I can't.
Is that why it's Good Friday? Because you get like...
No, it's Good Friday because Jesus died and everyone was like, yeah.
No, you get
there's
hot
a cross
on
the bun because of Christianity.
Please tell me at least, in your infinite wisdom from we all went to school, that you know why there's a cross on the hot cross bun.
Yeah, I never really considered it. But now you say it.
Jesus Christ.
See, we need to have more conversations.
Yeah, I know, we need to. But we'll save it later.
I feel like I'm going to alienate everyone that has a religion here, but Selena's going to alienate everyone that's ever been into bacon.
Yeah. The thing is as well, like, okay, fair enough, raisins. If that's not your jam, fine. Mm-hmm. But there's loads of variants of hot cross buns now. Like, you can get chocolate ones.
Sweet. They're all fruity and too sweet.
Ah,
too sweet.
No, they're not. Because there is one that Co-op have at the moment, which they are recommending that people have with cheese and chutney, like a cheese on toast with chutney.
Is it a cob? You basically just describing a cob?
It's a hot cross bun, and it's made with garam masala and honey and a little bit of chili.
Honey's too sweet. No, I can't do honey either.
Savory bun.
Honey's How can it be sweet. Savory? It's got honey all over it.
I think
it's glaze to it, but it's mostly like a savory.
The difference is hot cross bun and not hot cob bun.
Maybe.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
I feel like you're going to alienate me through this entire episode, Selena, with your
hatred.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. Yeah. Let's. I'm not going to negative filter this. I'm going to keep on a high note. But hot cross buns, they're delicious.
They are
and delicious. I'm not going to lie, whether it be four or six pack, I could probably smash my way through one.
Especially with hot butter. Or cold butter.
Let me ask you this. Do you like your hot cross buns toasted?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Had to be.
Slightly more sensual than I was anticipating.
You toast them up like real good, and then you put a big dab of butter on them, and like, oh, it's the best thing. With a cup of tea, banging. Okay, let's move away from this, frankly, undeserved confectional hate from Selena. So another tradition, which we have always done in my family, and I know a lot of people do this, but...
We better be doing egg hunt last.
Having lamb... So traditional roast dinner with lamb as the primary meat.
Want to know why that is? Luckily, mm-hmm. You've got Cleves here. For Christians, lamb is more a representation of old JC sacrificing himself and dying on the cross. Jesus being the Lamb of God, not the band, it's most likely that Christians eat lamb at Easter to remember the sacrifice as opposed to, eating old JC. Yeah.
Is that where the nursery rhyme comes from?
What nursery rhyme?
Mary had a little lamb, little lamb, little lamb.
Mary had a little lamb, we killed her name for Easter. Yeah, I get it.
Well, no, like Mary had Jesus. So I was thinking lamb, Jesus, Mary, maybe.
You know what? That might be it.
Maybe. Also, from what you just said there, I had the image in my head of lambs on crucifixes in the fields as you're driving through.
Jesus Christ.
The countryside.
That is dark.
To represent the... just the way you said it before, I was like, that's a dark image.
It's a sacrificial lamb. They probably would have just knifed it.
That's true. And but... lamb is delicious and it is traditional, especially in the UK. And now over to Selena so she can say why the tradition is stupid and she hates it.
When I used to eat meat, lamb was my favourite meat, but now I don't eat meat, so I'm pescatarian.
You have a little cheeky lamb chop on Easter when Santi isn't looking.
I can't eat meat now because it gives me a bad tummy because I've not eaten it for so long. And once when I had some chicken, because we bought chicken by mistake, and I ate it, and I thought, well, I might as well eat it now. It's cooked, it's ready, I paid for it.
That's all meat and not the piss poor job you did of cooking the chicken on that one occasion.
It was a ready meal.
Like the fact
ready meals aren't notoriously great.
No.
It was Marks and Spencer's. Come on, it's me.
Oh, yeah, of course. But, sorry.
I don't think you're getting rid of your evolution like and becoming intolerant to meat because you haven't eaten it for a few years.
Honestly.
I don't think that's how it works.
It might be.
If you're not eating something for so long, my body's changed.
You'd have to take it a little bit at a time.
Yeah.
Get yourself back into it. Probably not the best thing to do.
Okay, so...
sometimes you just think, fuck me, it's a shambles today.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Lamb. Okay, right, lamb. The most research I've ever done on lamb is just before this podcast, and it took me a swift Googling. Other than that, my family's not a big Eastery family, so we don't get together on Easter. We don't eat lamb. We don't do the whole Easter meal thing. Usually as a kid... my parents, during the Easter holidays, dropped me off with my grandparents while they fucked off on holiday somewhere nice. And we were on a caravan site in Norfolk, usually.
Ooh.
Actually, it was pretty sick. They had a little games room and a free pool table and ping pong table. I actually really liked it. I'm not going to lie. I make it sound shit, but it was fine. Anyway, enough about my reminiscing of childhood. What about you, T? You're a Gaudy family. What's the lamb
we,
stuff
we
like?
We were a Gaudy family for many years. And then,
now we're a Gaudy family.
Then we kind of moved away from it. We moved away from my mother's side of the family. And there was no longer religious pressure from like the Celtic, very strict Catholic side. So then we just sort of drifted away. I recall going to Mass a fair bit when I was growing up, which is long.
Hey. So is Master Bates now. It once ran for a month.
That is true.
Doug versus Cain.
I'm pretty sure that Easter Mass lasts longer. So we'd do that. We'd have like a traditional roast sort of with lamb as the primary thing or mutton. We used to have mutton as well because it was a lot cheaper than lamb. Selena P, what didn't you do at Easter?
Well, I'm not Christian, but yeah, we often went on holiday during Easter.
Well,
I was
really hoping that one of us would have done something religious over this holiday that we're talking about, because I feel at this point it's not just me being blasphemous. Blasphemous.
Well, I used to go to Mass. So there you go. That ticks the box there.
Yeah, ages ago. When was the last time you went? 1985.
I wasn't born then. So Selena went on holiday.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
Was that? It's going to be way more. That's it.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on.
I don't think I even knew when it was like Easter Sunday, to be quite honest. You know, when you're born.
It's Holy Week. You know from school, Selena. Palm Sunday, yes. Rides in on the donkey. Everyone loves him. And within a week, they've all turned and killed him.
Yep. It's Easter holidays. So you go on holiday and it's just another day that passes by. Like, actually, I never really got like many Easter eggs and stuff, especially if you're on holiday. No need to get them.
Okay,
right.
But I do like Easter eggs.
Okay, well let's get
we're doing that last. I've got some other shit to get through.
Okay,
All right. What else is there?
Oh well, I'm glad you asked because apparently no one else knows about Easter.
Easter bunny.
No, we're not doing that yet. We're doing that after this one.
Okay.
Easter lilies. Heard of those? White lilies. No.
What?
Anyway. Let me tell you about Easter lilies. White lilies, a.k.a. Easter lilies, are the flower of Easter, and it's associated with purity and resurrection. Everything's about resurrection. One legend says that lilies grew in the garden of, I'm going to pronounce this wrong, Gethsemane. Gethsemane? Anyway, where old JC prayed before the night of his death. Anyway, moving on to rabbits. Delicious. AKA, yeah, okay. Delicious rabbits / originally the Easter hare / now Easter bunny.
And the mascot for Cadbury's Caramel.
The over-sexualized caramel bunny.
Yeah. Why was that?
Something for the dads.
Yeah, for the dads. Let's have a sexualized rabbit to sell your chocolate. Come on, Cadbury's. What's wrong with you?
Hey, it worked. Want to know why rabbits were around? Let me
Something
tell you.
Something to do with spring.
Yes. Well done. It also originated in the pagan festival of, again, can't pronounce this, I'm going to say Eostra, represented by the northern goddess, who was associated with the rabbit and hare. You know, it's a symbol of, like, fertility. Fucking, yeah, I was going to say fucking, yeah. Yeah, basically fucking,
that's
yeah.
That's all they do. Yeah. That's literally all they do.
There's your background. Delicious. It's basically just chicken with more bones.
Yeah, but it's still good.
Yeah, but why not just have chicken?
Because sometimes I had rabbit. Mm-hmm. Anywho, rabbits, yeah, you'll get the Easter Bunny knocking around, but it'll be on a lot of branding and stuff like that.
The Lint Bunny. Have you had a Lint Bunny?
No, I haven't.
Oh, mate, you're missing out. Get your wife to get you one. It's Lint chocolate.
Hmm.
Shaped like a bunny. And it has a little bell on its neck.
Yes, I think I have had one.
I have seen them.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50. In order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
I know they exist. They're like the most delicious Easter egg you can get. The most expensive.
Oh, they're not cheap.
They're probably like the basics range in Waitrose where Selena shops.
So, shall we move on to the last bit about Easter eggs and egg hunts? Because then we can maybe put a blinky spin on it, which we should have been doing all this time, but nothing was relevant.
How dare you?
Let me
tell you about eggs. Right, I'll give you the background, of course. Easter decorations such as eggs, bunnies and sweets and various other things are a pre-Christian spring symbol, and the symbol goes all the way back to ancient Babylonians. They believed an egg fell from heaven into Euphrates River. I definitely said that right. And hatched into the goddess of fertility. Fucking again. What?
The Euphrates River.
Whatever. In many pre-Christian societies, eggs held association with spring and fertility. New life.
Yeah, and birth. Yeah, all of the above.
Anyway, the Christian... Yeah, Christians adapted the symbol, making the egg the symbol of resurrection. And the empty shell as a metaphor for Jesus's tomb.
That's why Easter eggs don't have fillings in them, because you should be having Christ on the inside.
Yeah, well, have a Smarties Easter egg. Trust me, there's Smarties in there.
Oh, yeah, delicious.
Are you allowed to do that anymore? Like, you know, when we were younger, you used to get Easter eggs and you pop it open, it's got, like, Cadbury's buttons or something in like a packet and stuff. You don't get that anymore. Now, like, it's next to the egg. Like, what's the point of that?
The Smarties ones have the Smarties in. Just saying. Anyway, let me finish. God damn it. I'm just blaspheming all over this holiday. In the medieval period, eating eggs was forbidden during Lent, which is the 40-day period before Easter. I did so much research. Fuck me. On Easter Sunday, where the fast ended and, you know, all the people got merry and feasted and shit, eggs were considered an important part of this celebration. This was especially true, once again, for the poor folk who couldn't afford meat. Eggs were also given to the church on Good Friday offerings, and villagers often gave eggs as gifts to the Lord of the Manor. That would probably be Selena back then.
Yeah, I'd imagine so. But she doesn't like eggs.
I do like eggs.
You like eggs?
Yeah.
I thought you were vegan now.
I'm not vegan, I'm pescatarian.
Oh, yeah.
So, what have you done research on the origin of the egg hunt?
Oh, I'm glad you asked, T. The custom of the Easter egg hunt, however, comes from Germany. Some suggest that its origins date back to the late 16th century when the Protestant reformer Martin Luther organized egg hunts for his congregation. The men, obviously, would hide the eggs for the women and children because they didn't have rights back then to do that sort of thing. This was a nod to the story of the resurrection in which the empty tomb was discovered by a woman. Or by women, sorry.
But they didn't have chocolate eggs back then. These were just egg eggs.
Chocolate probably was less of a thing back in the 16th
century. When did chocolate take over?
Well, I'm glad you asked. The chocolate eggs are said to have originated in France and Germany in the early 19th century. But here in the UK, it was J.S. Fryansons Limited of Fry's Chocolate, no, of Cadbury's Chocolate, who produced the first chocolate egg in 1873.
Wow.
Okay, so a lot to unpack here.
This has been more of a history lesson than a chocolate egg blinky episode, hasn't it?
Yeah, so how this is all linked to disability.
I'm going to get us to there. So have we ever done an egg hunt as a child, and would we do one with sight loss?
How would you make an egg hunt accessible, basically?
You would have to put beepers on them, wouldn't you? You'd have to. It had to be like an audible thing where you put little beepers on them.
Like metal detectors, but egg detectors.
Yeah, but like a little beep, 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 beep sort of thing. And then put them in the hardest to reach place, like up a tree.
Selena, would that work for you as a proper blind person?
I'm just seeing myself with my cane swinging it about up a tree trying to knock this egg down.
I know. Does that sound like fun to you?
Sure. I've never actually done an egg hunt because I was super busy on holiday, clearly.
I think I'll live.
As we were walking Riley earlier, there was like numbers scattered around my parents' village for an egg hunt, and I didn't really understand it all. But yeah, I didn't really get it.
But if there was an accessible egg hunt,
how would you make it accessible?
You need to explain egg hunts to me, full stop.
Right, okay. So basically, your parents, or in the olden days, the men, used to get eggs and hide them from the women and children. My theory is they were like, lads,
Pub,
yeah, but what about the you know, no born a chain of kids? So my theory is that they probably just hid all them to keep them busy while they all went for a few pints.
Yeah.
And could then, be true, could not be.
And they walk around
it was the olden days.
And then fill up the eggs, don't they? So.
But yeah, effectively, someone hides a load of eggs, chocolate eggs nowadays, and, you know, kids have to find them. You know, it's fun, isn't it?
So you find somewhere. An egg at every point, like, because...
You just hide them everywhere. One... Anywhere and everywhere.
Okay. I'm just thinking the one that I saw earlier was just numbers everywhere. There weren't any eggs.
Oh, yeah, it's not like
Maybe it's a clue sort of thing, like a scavenger hunt.
Yeah, scavenger hunt.
Like, get to number 5 and here's a clue where the egg might be.
Right, yeah. I think it's more like that, okay.
Yeah. I think I did one when I was growing up, like at church where they put like eggs all around like the grounds and then the kids ran around looking for them. I had shit sight then and I didn't find any. But luckily my dad knew that and he sort of like had 3 or 4 in the car. He's like, there you go, mate. I was like, cheers, Dad. So I still got my eggs. But I can remember, that I didn't get any. And it was frustrating because all the kids were running around with their eggs. Like, I found one. I was like, damn it, I can't see any of this.
Here's my pitch for a blinky egg hunt, right? Mm-hmm. You get a clue. It's going to be a scavenger-based hunt, right? Mm-hmm. And there are a certain amount of eggs at a certain location. And you get the clue and it says on it, I don't know, whatever it is in you read it or Braille or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Thing you use, and then you have to go find that particular location, maybe with beeps. Fucking no. Anyway, you only get to that next location. I assume you have to have sort of basic local knowledge. Celine, would you say you had basic local knowledge?
I can use Soundscape.
Okay, brilliant. Right, let's say it's based on Soundscape, right? And I don't know, you got to get to you figure out that the clue is a church, and you're like, right, mm-hmm. I've got to get from my house to the church.
Okay.
Would that be doable?
Yes. If you look it up on Soundscape, like, it'll give me, can give me directions how to get there.
Sweet. And then when you get to the church, you get an egg, and then you also get another clue.
And you get a mobility lesson in the process, learning new routes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's some exercise to burn off all those eggs.
Yeah, this is a win-win all around.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you get your next clue, and you go to the next place, and then... You know, it starts off really crappy. You get like a mini egg, like one Cadbury's mini egg. And
gosh, that's going to be hard to find.
No. At each point, you get given it. It's like, like during the London Marathon where you get like the little drinks points and someone has you
someone's like busy.
A refueling system. Yeah. It's like that. So they give you like one mini egg, like bon appetit, don't eat it all at once.
Mm-hmm.
And then, the eggs get slightly better as you go along. And then the first person to reach the final leg, it's like one of those giant
like 50 quid.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say like 50 quid Mars ones that's like bigger than your head.
Yeah, they get quite big. I like it. I think it's a good idea. I mean, I just buy eggs. I just buy an egg at Easter for my wife and it's like, there you go.
Are you going to pitch the radar version or?
I mean, I think if you did something similar with, say, Soundscape, and then maybe there was an app which you could use for like, I'm nearby it. And it could use your GPS to tell you're near and then like...
I think you can do that on Soundscape. You can put little markers in.
Yeah, like a little beacon.
So it could make a noise that you're near one.
Yeah, like a chicken, like clucking, something like that. Because they lay eggs, don't they? So,
oh, do they?
Yeah. So a little like... And then you've got to follow the chicken to find where the chicken is. You find your egg. Put them in a basket. That sort of thing. Yeah, I think that would work. I mean, I'm not going to do it, but it would work.
So normally, right, on a regular egg hunt, how do you find the eggs? How does it...
Eyes.
Yeah, you got to look for them. It's quite
you
a visual.
You just look.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know how they're done now, like if they're using like the branded ones, if you get the unbranded eggs, but they used to be in multicoloured, like, foil, so like quite shiny, but you have blue ones and red ones and yellows. Yeah. And now all the Cadbury's and stuff like that, they're all just like purple. Like they're all just like branded purple ones.
My parents are fucking lazy. Remember my family gave me like eggs as a kid? They kept them in the boxes and they just took the boxes around the garden and the house and shit. They ain't opening them up and taking the eggs out.
That's what we used to have happen, and they used to be like that, and then you never got the other thing that we
That sounds like your parents had a fucking field day with
that. Yeah, I imagine they did. But you should just get the egg, basically.
I'm pretty sure my parents wrote my and my sister's names on them as well. to make sure we both got one each.
Well, that's smart.
Okay, so normally it's visual. Mm. But if you've got a set location, like your house, why can't you just feel around and look for an egg? Why is that not accessible?
Well, it would be, but do you think it would take quite a long time?
Yeah, but does that matter? How long should an egg hunt normally last? What's the problem with that?
They last around half an hour, depending. But if you woke up Easter morning, Easter Sunday, and Santa said, "I've got an egg for you," it's somewhere in the house.
So you're gonna get one egg.
You usually get several. Eggs. Yeah, if you're a kid, you'll get like eggs from your auntie and uncle and Eric or whatever.
Let's say there's three eggs then. Like Santa's got one, your parents have got you one, and like your in-laws got you one. And they've been hidden around the house. It's like, okay, crack on. Yeah, you can have them when you find them. How long is it going to take you before you get pissed off?
I don't know, but it's kind of the idea of looking for it without... It sounds quite exciting initially.
Yeah, you can say 10 minutes, Selena, it's fine.
That's how they put them all in the attic.
I don't know, I feel like... Okay, if you can't find it after so long, when you get a clue, maybe.
Okay, that's fair. If you when
you're like younger, you're like warm, I'm getting hotter, you're red hot.
I think my parents did that when I couldn't find the last ones. Yeah, that's
no,
a lot PTSD. Old. Yeah. Oh, but you could also do that. Maybe that's something to try this coming Sunday, Selena.
I mean, I don't know if it's wise to be chucking chocolate around the house with Riley. I mean, he'll probably find it first.
You put them up high in each
places, yeah.
And you put them in the box, in the foil. I mean, he's not going to destroy the box and the foil wrapper, is he?
I don't know. Calvin swallowed a whole Kinder Egg once from the shops. Yeah, see, he can't trust dogs.
No. Well, there we go. There's some lovely Easter.
We eventually brought it round to blinky stuff.
We did bring it round to blinky stuff, but let's face it, it's not exactly conducive to blinkiness, is it? Like, other than Easter that come, it's just a standard day.
I mean, it was an accessible history lesson, if you like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Well done, Cleves. You've earned an egg. I've hidden it somewhere in this house.
Ah, crap. It's
hidden in the shops.
It's a big house. So, tell us what your Easter traditions are. Also, maybe, you know, you've done an Easter egg hunt as a disabled person and you've got your own tricks and tips that you want to share with other people. As always, you can get us on all of the things coming up.
And hopefully you might have got us on Twitch, maybe. Yeah,
and if you've got us on Twitch, thank you for staying tuned, maybe.
Who knows?
We'll find out. But
life's a gamble.
And what
so you don't put it all on black.
Bet it all on eggs.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
That would have been better. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But we're not going to use that because it was too clever. But until next week, have a fantastic Easter if you are celebrating it. Enjoy your eggs. Don't eat too many. Diabetes is a bitch. Bye bye.
Thank you for listening to Seesaw Podcast. Your feedback and comments mean a lot to us, so if you'd like to get in touch, you can do so in the following ways.
You can find us on X at Seesaw Pod, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Seesaw Podcast. You can email us at seesawpodcast@gmail.com. And you can stream with us live every week on Twitch at Seesaw Podcast.
Remember to like, rate, review, and share with a friend.
This podcast was recorded in front of a blind audience.